This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. That's right. Did you know B-Mobile is North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless? They have nice stores. Really nice stores. Not these ginormous lines and, you know, a bunch of crabby people. Really, really nice. Nice folks. Local family-owned company. And, of course, part of America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. So stop and see them. And, by the way, when you go Verizon, they're everywhere. Everywhere you're at. I mean, the lake, home, beyond. So you'll find them wherever you are, too, throughout North Dakota. Like Bismarck across from Lowe's. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota across from right in front of Walmart there. Grand Forks on Columbia Road South. Or Jamestown across from the Buffalo Mall. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Bring you this hour of What's on Your Mind. We have Mark Mills joining us in just a couple of minutes. A really smart guy talking about North Dakota in the Wall Street Journal. We have Rob Porter, the standing blog at the bottom of the hour. Tenacious reporter is what I'd call him, really. I mean, he's a blogger, but he's basically doing what reporters do, digging up information and getting it out there. And he does it well, so we have that. We have a bunch of Facebook questions. We have some things we'll get to on the Doug Burgum race that we'll talk with Rob about. The governor's race, but more specifically some things that are kind of bubbling up about comments made recently by Doug Burgum related to a number of things. What else do we have? Oh, we're going to talk about President Bershani's trip to India, and specifically the first-class trip. That's causing some issues as well. So that'll be something to be concerned about, too. So all that coming up on the program. That's some emails. I got a call waiting through the break here we'll get to, and then we're going to chat with our guest. Hey, John, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Morning, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Make it as short as I can. I've never called a talk show before. You're the first. Our Congressman Kristi Noem down here in South Dakota, she just had a piece in the farm form that 79,000 pages of regulations were just passed in 2015. And now she's complaining about EPA and the water rule, you know, for standing water. I wonder if EPA funding was in that omnibus bill that they passed.
So, in other words, does she share some of the blame in them having the money to be able to do it? I know they were trying to defund a lot of things in there. And
yes, that's true. They were trying to defund it, but, you know, they make the problem, and now they're going to come up, and now they're all mad about this, and now they're going to have it. They're going to solve the problem.
I don't know if I totally agree with you there, because I think Kristi Noem's been pretty strong as North Dakota's congressman. Kevin Cramer has been on standing against waters of the U.S. and all these things that the EPA is trying to do. When they don't have the votes to get it to the president's desk, then they resort to, okay, can we do stuff in budget things and try and defund them? And then if they're not successful at that, then we say, it's your fault? No, I don't think it's her fault. I think it's EPA's fault. But, you know, again, find a way. Find a way to take them out. What I think needs to happen, honestly, and I wouldn't put it on Kristi Noem or Kevin Cramer on the House side, in the Senate, the rules have to change. They have to do the same rules that Harry Reid did when he was majority leader, because that's why they're getting by with all this stuff. You know,
I understand that, but still, don't they have any convictions? You know, if you don't like EPA, why are you voting to fund it? Can't you pull some of that stuff out of there? I mean, don't you have any convictions? I don't know if she's any better than Stephanie or stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, John. I will invite Kristi Noem to come on the program and specifically answer these questions. Rev, if you would.
That'd be great.
Matt Reptai is our producer. We forgot to mention him earlier when we were talking to Todd and Manny. We got a whole team here. If you would flag John's call and just grab me the audio of it, and then we'll invite Kristi Noem to come on the program. And then keep listening. We'll have her on, and we'll have her answer exactly what you asked, John, okay?
And I listen to you guys every morning. You guys got a good program. I do appreciate it.
Well, we're honored that you called the for the very first time a talk show, and it was ours. So thank you for that, okay?
Yeah, you're the first one. But, yeah, keep it up. I know there's a lot of truck drivers out here listening to you guys, so have at it.
Thanks, John. Call again. Take care. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Our next guest is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He's an author on a book that's coming out soon that is going to be must-read for me. I hope it is for you. Mark Mills is here. Mark, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you back, sir. Enjoy your work very much. And I believe you have a North Dakota connection, if I remember from our last conversation. Aren't you pals with somebody out at the University of Mary?
I am, in fact, yes. They're a good friend. You know, Palowski's there, and I've, in fact, written for their new flagship magazine, which is a wonderful magazine about technology and economics and politics that they're called the 360 Review. It's very, very nice to see that emerge from the heartland of America.
Yeah, it's a great publication, folks. Get a hold of a copy of that. Put it on the, you know, the table, coffee table at work or nightstand at home, and it is really, really good. 360 Review, they did great work on that out there at the University of Mary, for sure. So, Mark, I loved your column, mostly because, to me, it celebrates everything we're doing in North Dakota in the oil and gas industry. Is that too proud?
No, no. I mean, it's painful as these times are. I have the luxury of being able to celebrate the creative destruction that my friends in the oil fields have put in play.
Yeah, it's really, really, really amazing. And, you know, when you talk about shale will rise again and some of the pioneering spirit of saying, okay, here's horizontal drilling, here's hydraulic fracturing, put the two together, you know, and then see what happens. A lot of that work is happened here. And I think you call them mini factories. We're a case study for your mini factories, right?
Yeah, I think this has been what's interesting about the revolution. It's, of course, the combination of, I'm sure you know, and everyone in North Dakota knows this, and everyone that's close to the oil industry understands it. It's the mix of technologies that make it possible to tap shale with our unique mineral rights structure in the United States. It's unique to the rest of the world. So people who sit over the land have a right to the minerals below it. That is an important element here. And then we also have, we're a nation of risk takers and entrepreneurs, and that's how the shale boom started. And it's, I like to use the analogies I wrote in my piece, and I've said this, and I believe it's true, but it doesn't make it any easier to get through the transition. But the huge run up in investment in the shale technologies and shale fields looks a lot like the dot-com investments that were made, if you remember, in the late 90s. Huge run-up in investments. And frankly, a lot of people got out over their skis. There were some companies that were over-leveraged. And then we had that bust, right before Y2K. And you had a lot of people claiming it was over, never rise again. Of course, the Internet has grown more in the investment opportunities and the companies have expanded more since than before. So the sort of Internet 2.0 dynamic is exactly what's playing out now in the shale fields.
Yeah, I love that. So shale 2.0 is going to look like what?
It's going to look like a somewhat consolidated industry, but it'll be a much more efficient industry. So the best practices will rise to the top. And when prices of oil tick back up, which they inevitably will, it'll take a little while this year, but when they tick back up, the ability to make a profit at lower prices is clearly coming into play. So you're going to see, I think, a land rush back into the shale fields, but I think it'll be a little more muted, somewhat more cautious, but still significant. And of course, it'll be, you know, let's not use the word sophisticated as an insult to where we've come, but you know, everybody's learned a lot in the last 5-10 years of this boom. So we've got a huge infrastructure of knowledge, experience, and capabilities. And a lot of money on the sidelines, eager to come back in, by the way. The idea that this is a broken system is just wrong. We have in effect, done two things have happened. We've sort of brought it on ourselves by overproducing for the world's needs before we had the infrastructure to get it into market. So the release of a ban on exports, it will help. It can't help immediately, but it will help relatively soon. And, of course, the Saudis have been playing games here. Everyone who follows this field knows that. In the face of declining prices at the end of 2014, they dumped more oil into the market to push the prices lower, and they kept adding production last year, 2015, not decreasing it with a specific purpose of driving prices down, which of course, is what's happened.
You know, it was amazing. There was a celebration not long ago when North Dakota hit 1 million barrels per day in production and went as high as 1.2 and slightly over. Million barrels per day, and now everybody believes the world's coming to an end, and there's still 1.1 million barrels a day coming out of the ground. You know,
no, I mean, you know, everything is relative. Here's a sort of a fact check that I remind my friends of, where they say they can't make money if, you know, oil goes back to $40 or $50 a barrel. The shale boom in the Bakken began when oil was $40 a barrel. That's when it began. Now, granted, prices kept rising and they helped fuel it, but people were making money with technology that was not as good as it is today, not even close to as good as today, when oil was $40 to $50 a barrel in the Bakken. So I think you know, it's pretty easy to predict that with the better technologies and experience we have today, if oil ticks back up into that range, man, we're going to see a land rush back into the fields.
Let's talk about what to do in the meantime when we come back. You have some interesting ideas for some things that could be done. When we continue with Mark Mills, don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How'd you sleep last night? Really good, Todd?
Oh, man. That MyPillow's like magic.
Yeah, I think everybody that was like, they were groaning. The ones that were groaning probably don't have MyPillow, I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, MyPillow, by the way, washable, hypoallergenic, These things are incredible. And your pillow, your bedding can be major contributors to allergies and asthma. You know, dust mites and mold and pollen, all kinds of things that are just causing you just this miserable sleep. So get yourself MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, who's going to join us here in a couple of weeks on the program, set out to create a healthy pillow and one that lasts. I mean, he took a long time to create this thing. Completely washable and dryable, non-allergenic, patented fill. And the cover is dust mite resistant. It's incredible. If you want one, how'd you like to have one for half off? That's what you get when you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. We're talking to Mark Mills. Mark is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and has a paper coming out called Geopolitics in the New Oil Era, Why and How America Should Expand Its Petroleum Power. Can't wait to digest that for sure. So, Mark, first of all, you know, one of the reasons we were mentioning Harold Hamm earlier, and I remember when this fall started to come down, and I had a conversation with Harold, and he said, Scott, this is all bluster. This is bluster from the Arabs, you know, the Saudis, the OPEC crew. The difference between demand and supply is not that much. There's no way this can happen to the degree they said it could happen. He was wrong. Obviously, it came down because obviously they wanted to, I think, teach you know, America a lesson. But it still, I mean, look, going forward, there's no way this can last, just given where global oil use is at compared to production, right?
Well, exactly. But look, I got to say something else about your promo, by the way. I wish I'd heard this before I bought my pillows a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you didn't pay full price. Oh no.
Well, oh. you got to help entrepreneurs with full price. You know, give him the profit margin he needs. So I took the bait and bought some at full price, and I'm here as a unsolicited testimonial. Anyway,
you're walking the walk. What a good entrepreneurial conservative mind you are. I love it.
I love the story. That was quite a great story.
It is really.
And great pillows. So here's the thing about the future for oil. It's not complicated. It's and it has relevance to what's going to happen in the Bakken in the near term and the long term. And you sort of have to first ask two high order questions, and are really easy ones to answer. Is there going to be more demand for oil in the future? You know, a lot more, a lot less, because that's, you know, if we don't have more demand, it's, you know, you're making buggy whips. And is there a way we can get a lot more oil out of the Bakken yet? So the latter is pretty easy to answer. With the pretty modest price increases and a lot of new technology, we're going to get a lot more oil out of the Bakken at lower costs every year. That's what engineers do. That's what entrepreneurs do. This is a field where the cost of chasing the what used to be expensive oil gets cheaper. We know this by definition. No one was drilling and producing oil in the Bakken 20 years ago in any significant quantity. This is clearly a technology consequence, not a new discovery. We knew the shale was there 100 years ago. So we know the capability is there. Is there demand? So this is the reality. There's nothing that exists in the world anywhere. It has not been invented that can replace oil at significant quantities the world needs. It just simply doesn't exist. And even Bill Gates has said in a recent interview in The Atlantic, in order to replace oil at the scales the world needs would take a, quote, his words, a miracle. It doesn't exist. There's no replacement. There are enough Teslas and enough batteries and biofuels to make a significant difference. So demand is going to go up. The two numbers you'd sort of need to know is that the world increases its demand when the world's growing slowly, when it grows slowly, it increases demand each year by the total output of the Bakken. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the annual increase in demand is the Bakken added per year. And so these are extraordinary numbers, and that's when growth is slow. Wait until the world's economies start to tick back up, which they will, and that the emerging economies in China, the emerging middle class in China and India, Indonesia, start to buy more cars, which they will do. So today, the average ownership of cars in the world, in those parts of the world, is about 60 to 80 cars per 1,000 people. In America, there's 900 cars per 1,000 people. So there's going to be a, you know, the trajectory the world is on.
Zoom.
I just want people to hear that and understand that fact. You know, I mean, that's really important to know when there's all these predictions being thrown around. Just simple inertia, as you say, tells you this thing is going to be fine. All right, so last thing, I only have about 3 minutes left, but I do want to get to this because I think this is important. We have a race for governor going on right now. Open seat in North Dakota. The attorney general, longtime elected leader here, is running. Doug Burgum, speaking of Microsoft, former top Microsoft executive and North Dakota native, is throwing his hat in the ring, and a libertarian candidate. And you give policymakers some interesting ideas here because you're saying, look, 2016, oil prices are going to be low, period, all right?
Yep.
And creative destruction is going to sort of take its course, and competition will get fierce and all that. So let's do something. Why not create incentives to propel America's shale 2.0 technology, you say, which is, again, the key to competing at low cost. So what are those incentives you're suggesting? What should we do?
Well, you know, the first ones are and you got a caller call in earlier, put his finger on the generic issue. The biggest incentive is to remove barriers. And this is not something that North Dakota can do on its own easily, but there are doubtless are barriers there, too. In most businesses, I will tell you that the single most challenging thing for them is the cost and delays associated with the regulatory morass. This doesn't sound like a very sexy thing to do, but in the real world, it makes a huge difference. So looking at what the barriers are and removing them. The other is, look, I'm a Reagan Republican. I worked in the Reagan White House Science Office. I'm not a fan of government supporting the private sector, but I am a fan of stimulating next-generation technology. So what I am proposing is that the United States at the state, federal level ought to do what they're doing for other exciting technologies that people talk about, batteries and, you know, electric cars and solar. It's all fine. I don't want to take people's money and give it to corporations, but I would sure like to fund more stimulation of long-term R&D and the technologies that are relevant to shale. We spend a trivial amount of money in basic science at the federal level on hydrocarbons and fossil fuels. It's crazy. This is the anchor of our economies, anchor of any state's economies. We ought to be sending the right signal to the market and accelerating the emergence of new technologies through long-term R&D at universities and corporate research departments. This would be a good signal to send. It would ultimately be very helpful. It won't change a lot in the cost of oil today, but it will send the right signal to the market, and it will change the future, which matters.
I love it. I really do, and I think folks should think long and hard about getting some things going. I mean, Ed Schaefer, when he was governor, early 90s, set up an incentive that brought companies here to try putting hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling together. And guess what happened? a miracle. The North Dakota miracle followed. So it makes some sense. A very good idea. And by the way, you're not even talking about taking taxpayer dollars to do it. You're talking about, additional taxpayer dollars, but rather just sell some of the strategic. The Bakken is the strategic petroleum reserve. We don't need it. We don't need one. So I agree with that idea, too. Mark, great chatting with you. We'll chat again. All the best to you. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Mark Mills. We'll put up his column if you haven't seen it yet on Facebook.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey friends, Steve Hallstrom here. If you're looking for a great team activity or a way to have fun with your coworkers, I'd like to invite you to join us on a first-class bus trip to watch the Minnesota Wild. Maybe you're the coach of a youth team, maybe you manage a team or own a business. This will be a great team-building event. Maybe a thank you to some employees who are working hard for you and that you'll need to shine in 2016. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back, no parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Real. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end at the Wild shoot at twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. It's Sunday, February 28th, and it's only $229 a person. But we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at flagfamily.com or call her at 855-217-76 and hit extension 3 to sign up. That's Marie at flagfamily.com or call 855-217-76 and hit extension 3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Heatalls has it, and I have to get there darn quick. That's right. Almost embarrassed to admit that I go to Heatalls for foot cream, in addition to, you know, lights for taillights that don't work and dome lights and, you know. I bought the best, I mean the best wiper, you know, what am I trying to say? What do you call that? A squeegee? You know, you go to the you service station and you fill up and you know, get out the thing, including your windshield, and then you have to do the reverse side of it with the, like, squeegee it. You know what I'm talking about? You following me, Todd? Am I on an
island?
Man?
Yeah.
And they all stink. They leave these giant streaks in there most often. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't, you know. Have you ever found a really good gas station squeegee? Not me. So I, maybe I'm a little picky. I don't know. I bought a really, really cool one at Heatalls. So that and great foot cream. So I might have, I actually am heading to Stanley, so I'll stop in Minot and see Kevin Lawson. That's what we'll do. Kevin's been in the automotive game for decades. Same deal. His dad was a mechanic, a line mechanic. Had his own shop and gas station, so he's been a car guy long time, ran sprint cars. In the late 60s and early 70s, went to his first race about 6 months old. And his dad had a mechanic shop. He's out there all the time. He built his first motor when he was 15 years old. I kid you not. So, in other words, you go into, you know, Minot, Heatalls location, you find Kevin Lawson. You're talking to a guy built his first motor when he was 15. And they have this incredible machine shop there, too, and it's just, it really, the place is amazing. So, stop and see him. Kevin Lawson. For that matter, the good folks at all of the Heatalls locations throughout North Dakota, and of course, eastern Montana, western Minnesota, northern South Dakota, too. Tell them Scott sent you. We had a call coming off the air about a previous caller that was calling concerning Christy Noem. We're going to get to that. We have one call waiting to weigh in, and then we have Rob Porter of the Standing Blog. So busy half hour to get to here. Go ahead and roll the call, Todd.
Yes, hi, I'm calling in, I guess, to make a response to a gentleman from South Dakota calling about his Congresswoman, Christy Noem. And she's upset about the EPA, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of things that can be done. Again, I always fall back on the Constitution, Scott, that the fact that just because a regulatory agency such as the EPA or whichever one of the alphabet agencies makes a regulation, they don't call it a law, it's a regulation, but it's enforced with fines, possibility of imprisonment, and enforced at the point of a gun, the barrel of a gun, that does make it a law. And we know that only one entity of the government, one branch of the government, the legislative body, can make law. And if the legislature would fall back on that and make everything unconstitutional or go after the agencies making the laws or regulations, whatever they want to call them, it seems same thing as with the presidential executive orders, we would have more sanity. I mean, they've relegated themselves to being a non-factor anymore. The legislative body is absolutely a non-factor. They're just there sucking up air and money. That's my comment. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. I'll save that one for Congressman Kramer on our talk radio tunnel later in the week as we offer to play the other call for Kristi Noem, Congresswoman from South Dakota. So we're on it. Ray in South Dakota, what's your take on this discussion?
Yes, is this Scott?
This is Scott. Yes, sir.
It's Ray down here in South Dakota. I'm out feeding some cattle this morning. I listen every morning. Enjoy your show. I agree with your caller about Kristi Noem. I am really disappointed in her, and I hope we can find a good candidate, Tea Party candidate, to run against her. It seems like she talks a great game, writes a great game in my local paper, but she votes right along with Obama and the Democrats. And certainly this last bill was certainly a big indication.
Sure. You know, your sentiment is hard to argue with in the results until you got to the point where she votes with Obama. I mean, Kristi Noem does not vote with Obama and the Democrats. I mean, she doesn't. But I share your frustration. That's why I think we procedurally have to do something different. I mean, we're losing. And the sentiment you've just described, Ray, is why Donald Trump is in the lead in every poll, pretty much. And for that matter, that Bernie Sanders is on the Democratic side, too. People just, they're maxed out. They want a revolutionary. They really do.
Well, I'm not a big Trump supporter, but I am really happy that he started this discussion and that. And I would actually be happy with any of the Republican candidates. I guess I lean more towards Cruz, as he is a constitutional person. And as a disabled veteran, I think we have to get back to the Constitution so that all of us that fought for it, we didn't fight in vain.
Well, amen. Thank you for your service, Ray. And where in South Dakota are you? Where's your ranch?
I'm up here by Polo, South Dakota. It's kind of in the central part of the state.
All right. I'm going to hang on and have Manny get your number, because I'd love to swing by sometime when I'm down that way. You know, maybe we could switch roles. You could do the talk show for a day, and I'll go out there and feed the cows. You know, it'd be kind of fun.
Well, we'd love to have you stop by the Mean Woman Ranch here and visit with you. I think you'd enjoy it, and we'd take you out for a great steak.
Oh, my gosh. Now you're really talking. I might have to just get it on the calendar. Hang on a second. Ray Manny will get your information. Appreciate you listening very much. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Want to talk for the rest of the program with Rob Porter of the Standing Blog, who has been a breaking news juggernaut of late. And the latest example is on some stories related to the president of North Dakota State University, Dean Bresciani, and a trip to India. He wrote a column for Forum News Service, which you can read in the Forum newspapers over the weekend, suggesting that President Bresciani be fired, that his contract not be renewed. Rob, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. Happy to be on, as always.
You're calling for the firing of President Bresciani a result of this India situation, or, you know, a culmination of events?
Well, it's a culmination of things. You know, I don't think anybody should fire. As bad a decision as I think that ticket upgrade was, you know, that in and of itself isn't a fireable offense. Frankly, I don't think it would have gotten the coverage in the media that it got, with so many people interested in the story, if Bresciani didn't have a lengthy, you know, backstory and history. You know, I think he's a poor public servant. I mean, he's got a horrendous relationship with the legislature, which, by the way, for all his supporters at NDSU, you know, I sure got my lunch fed to me by some militant Bison football fans over the weekend, you know, angry with me about Dean Bresciani. But I got to tell you, with a guy who's got such a terrible relationship with the legislature and the state looking at budget cuts coming up, is he really going to be an effective voice for his institution with the legislature? I think maybe it's time for some of his supporters to start thinking about things like that.
Yeah, it's definitely us versus them, and I'm sure you two have picked this up. I have sources in Bismarck that say, look, you know, I use the analogy of the Bison being a member of the FCS, right? And so the FCS in this case is the university system office. and the Bison are part of a league and, you know, have their own team and everything else. And, you know, you have to sort of work in concert. If you were constantly bucking the league, if you will, eventually you're going to be, you know, tossed out. You're not a team player. And there is this us versus them mentality, not only of President Bashani, but also his supporters. And that was evident in the situation with India. Now, you said, I saw something over the weekend, I thought about him lying or dishonesty related to how the ticket would be paid for. What's going on there?
Well, you know, on Wednesday of last week, you know, he came back from India. On Wednesday of last week, he emailed Chancellor Mark Hagerot and told him, you know, basically, I understand that you didn't like that I spent almost $7,000 on a ticket upgrade. You know, this is easily fixed. I'm going to ask the foundation to pay for it. He then, a day later on Thursday, sent out a campus-wide email and said, oh, you know, I've just been told that some people came forward and volunteered to pay for my trip because it was such a big success. Now, which of these two things is it? Because if he's going around asking people to pay for it, that's not volunteering, right? And also, it's very problematic. I would like to know, did these funds go through the foundation? Because at one point he says he's going to ask Hagerot that the foundation pay for it. But later on he talks about two private donors. Did that money go through the foundation? If it didn't, I think ethically that's very dubious. I mean, who are these people that are paying for a first-class plane ticket? Let's imagine it was another public servant. Let's imagine it was the governor of the state of North Dakota, and some people were upset that he had gotten spent $7,000 taxpayer dollars on a first class flight upgrade, and you know, and he said, okay, well, let me cool the flames on this, and some private donors are going to kick in some money. Do you think people might want to know who these private donors are who are paying for the governor's first class ticket and what business they have at the state? What expectations they might have in return. You know, there's a reason universities have foundations is to create a buffer there. Bashani, as the president of NDSU, controls millions and millions of taxpayers' dollars. He's got a lot of influence there. So who are these donors? And maybe there's nothing. Maybe there's nothing wrong there. Maybe there's nothing going on. But, boy, I look at that, and that to me is almost a lot more hinky than the original ticket.
And we should go back and remember shortly after Dr. Hagerot took office, President Bashani had a State of the University address in which he announced this bold goal to go to 18,000 people. I was at an event, I was at the Governor's Economic Summit and happened to be sitting at the very same table as Dr. Mark Hagerot, the University System Chancellor, and a Forum News alert came to my phone and said, Bashani calls for NDSU to grow to 18,000 students. I got that, and I hadn't heard much about that. I turned it to Dr. Hagerot, because we were listening to somebody's presentation, and he looked like he saw a ghost. You know, kind of like brushed back, like, what the heck, where'd that come from? And we later found out he had no idea that it was even going to be discussed. I mean, that's insubordination,
and
isn't
that's,
it?
That's really the problem. You know, columnist Lloyd Omdahl, you know, made a point where when Hagerot sort of pushed back about that and said, whoa, let's slow up, let's talk about it, let's get the legislature on board, you know, Bashani came out with a column to the state's newspapers saying that we are going to do this. And columnist Lloyd Omdahl pointed out, said Bashani's not being a team player, right? I mean, they could have had this fight off camera, but Bashani decided to defy the chancellor in public. And now we're in a situation, I mean, we've got a university system that has been in turmoil for years, you know, chancellor after chancellor, you know, conflict between the chancellors and the university presidents. We can't afford another situation like this. You know, and you know, Bashani wanted, you know, I know people sort of take that, well, you know, you're just opposing what's best for NDSU. You don't want NDSU to grow to 18,000. If you grow, you know, that's a 25% increase in the enrollment at NDSU. That's probably going to mean the legislature is going to have to kick in some funds.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? They're going to need more facilities. They're going to need more services. So
we're up against the break.
That's a situation he should have looped the legislature in.
Let's talk about this when we continue on the other side of the break. Do people care? Are they engaged in this issue? Are they upset about what we've just discussed here? That's one thing I'm curious about. I want Rob to answer. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the governor's race, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents. Albany's Gummies, only $1.29. Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack. Nestle Sparkling Water, mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dakota is where I'm headed next. I'll be staying there tonight and heading over to Stanley for the Northwest Landowners Association gathering tomorrow. Where do I stay when I go to Tioga? The Mainstay Suites, that's where I stay. Great little restaurant and bar there. Wonderful accommodations. It is the place to stay in Tioga. Reasonable price. I love it, love it, love it. Tioga is one of our top 10 towns, and it's near and dear to us, of course, home to KTGO 1090 Radio, our home base. And the folks at the Tioga Medical Center, Tioga Ace Hardware, Sheldon Welding, Hess Corporation, Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse Saloon, Dawa Solutions Group, Nesset Consulting Service, and the EDC and CDC there in Tioga. Appreciate them very, very much. And Tim Pawlenty will join us tomorrow. We're going to recap the Iowa caucus results. Someone who's been there, done that, trying to be president of the United States. And then, of course, we're also going to be at the North Dakota Safety Council's annual conference, which starts today and goes through Thursday. So I'll be there for broadcast tomorrow afternoon and also on Wednesday morning. So stop by and say hi. We'd love to see you. Chat with Rob Port of the Say Anything blog today. So, Rob, does anybody give a rip about any of this? I mean, I do, because I say the same thing you do. I say, hey, I love what's happening at NDSU. The transformation's been unbelievable. Joe Chapman Ford, I do. I mean, I think there's a lot to celebrate. They've done big things, okay? They've taken it from a sleepy little ag college to, school that is, in a fight with UND when there didn't used to be much of a fight, okay? And meanwhile, unfortunately, UND's gone the other way a little bit. Thankfully, that's all changing. But I tell everybody, with everything good happening, you can't have a leader that ticks off the people that decide how much money you get and expect to advance the ball much longer. You know,
and part of what ticks people off is that, you know, they're more than happy to talk about all the good things that are happening at NDSU, and there are very many good things. They get absolutely thin-skinned when you talk about some of the problems. You know, for instance, this expanding the enrollment up to 18,000 issue, you're talking about a university that's got a graduation rate of about one-fourth of students after 4 years. You know, it's just a little over half after 6 years. I think there's an issue. I think there's a lot of questions. You know, I look at the student fee on campus. A lot of students are unhappy about that. Are there more things NDSU could be doing in terms of serving their current enrollment better?
I would argue the majority of the people that, you know, are paying attention to this don't care. That either sort of don't care or they defend it. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people sort of are sort of reflexively, because they're NDSU, you know, football fans or what have you, sort of reflexively see criticism of the president as sort of criticism of their football team. I mean, those two brands are tied, you know, together very tightly. And I think that's unfortunate. You know, I think that we should be able, NDSU is not a football team. NDSU is a land grant public university. Dean Rashani is a public servant. And he ought to be accountable to the public. And we should be able to have debates about whether or not NDSU is serving the state and serving its students well.
Well, let me say this. You've done a service. You've done a service by being, you know, a lot of the reporting that goes on in the state, especially about the universities, especially in communities, is we don't want to make anybody mad over in the ivory tower. And you have done what reporters are supposed to do. So people can sort it out however they want and agree or disagree, but you have done some darn good reporting on this. And I don't know why they were piling on the editorial page this week in the forum, but it doesn't much matter. I think it's just a sign of the fact
that... I think that illustrates that people do care about it. I mean, the editorial is about it. There are other columns about it. There are letters to the editor about it. I mean...
I hope they do. I really do. I just don't. I don't. I'm always amazed. I want higher ed to be better in North Dakota, and I want it to go to a whole different level. And I just cry that it's sort of like people don't care. And I mean, the statute just said and everything else. Real quick, your take on this governor's race. I see you just put up a brand new post on an issue that is plaguing the Burgum camp right now, not being able to answer the abortion question. We saw that firsthand on. Started Chris Berg's show point of view, happened here as well on this show and continued evidently in Valley City over the weekend. Is this a Achilles heel for the Burgum camp, do you think?
Yeah, I think eventually Doug Burgum's just going to have to come out and tell us where he's at on abortion and tell us specifically. I know he doesn't like the issue. I know he keeps saying he's not campaigning on it, but it's an issue North Dakotans want to know about, and they want to know specifics. I think sometimes his position on it is not very clear, and the more he sort of dissembles or the more he says contradictory things, I think really that's going to be worse for him than just taking a solid, specific position on abortion.
Here's a comment I just got from Lane about Wayne Stengem. Said, I'm discouraged with the great voters of North Dakota strictly because Wayne Stengem has served AG. Many are extremely quick to fully support him. I've heard many say, well, he supported this and that. These people should be aware the legislature decides which fights the AG's office takes on. The problem is Mr. Wayne has not revealed his platform. And I believe this is a great injustice to North Dakota voters. You all have a leading candidate who, instead of giving the voters all the information they need, hides behind the lines as he hopes to coast into office. This shows a lot about Wayne's character. Quick response to that?
I think there's some validity there. I think Wayne, in a lot of ways, is sort of leaning on his electoral track record. And that's good. I mean, that is what it is. He's going to have to become more articulate and I think more out in front on some of the issues to convince people how he would govern as governor. We know what he does as attorney general. But governor is a different position, and I think we need to understand more about that. What he's going to do when some of those bills come across his desk? How's he going to sign them?
I will need to know. Yeah, I will say he's been playing accessible in my mind. I mean, you ask, he comes on. It
sure.
isn't always the next day, but he does. But I do agree. You know, I want to hear more. Okay, where are we going? What's the vision? You know, I think that's the. I think that's really something I want to hear from both. Hey, Rob, good stuff. Keep up the good work at SayAnythingBlog.com. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you again. Out of time, folks. God bless you. I know somebody wanted to weigh in on this Brashani deal. We'll follow it up tomorrow. So call him in. God bless you. Bye.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.